Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Black and gold football lives here 24/7. You're listening to SNR.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally here with Craig Wolfley and Bob Lariola, also joining us here at the 2022 Hall of Honor induction ceremony here at Acrisure Stadium. The 2022 class, Heath Miller, Myron Cope, Sam Davis, and Ray Matthews all going into the Hall of Honor. And Bob, I did want to get back to the Hall of Honor Museum that, of course, opened up on earlier this week. Just the amount of work that went into that. And if you haven't seen it yet, you need to get down there and see it. If you're not a Steeler fan, if you're just a fan
I'm sorry, that doesn't exist.
But okay. I'm just saying, if you're not, even if you're not a Steeler fan, but you're a fan of history, just to go down there and look at the old photos, some of the stuff that's down there, the memorabilia, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and, there's a lot of things. You know, one of the things that was really interesting to me was I got an opportunity to, and this was back in the 30s, and it was 1935, so it was even before the draft. So, you're trying to cobble together players any way you can. And there is a letter that Art Rooney Sr. Wrote to a prospect, and he enclosed a contract with it, $100 a game.
Wow.
The guy never, it wasn't worth it.
Just turned it down.
People don't understand that there were a lot, like the Steelers' first ever draft pick. First pick of the first round of the first NFL draft. Not the first overall pick, but the franchise's first round
William
pick.
William Shakespeare.
Bill Shakespeare from Notre Dame.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
The Shakespearean guy that I am.
Yeah. And, he said, to be a football player or not to be a football player, I ain't interested. But, can you imagine being, that even being a consideration now? You're a first-round pick.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather get a job.
Mm. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was not a glamorous business necessarily, and a lot of the greatness of Art Rooney Sr. was keeping this franchise viable, because there's a quote down there from him. He said, and I'm paraphrasing it, but it's exact on the wall. In other words, he said, winning on Sundays was great. But meeting the payrolls on Monday, that was even better. Because that was a real thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a real thing.
I mean, it really, the NFL didn't become the NFL until the 50s. And it was late 50s.
Late 50s.
Yeah.
And
that became a thing.
And, it still wasn't necessarily lucrative business. So,
not like it is now.
Look who's here. Oh, my goodness. Put that headset on, brother, and let's get to some Kibitzin here.
We're now joined by Lewis Lips, a member of the 2021 Hall of Honor class. How you doing, Lou?
I'm great, man. I'm great.
Hey, let me just start off, brother. Congratulations. So well deserved. You're looking better than 10 movie stars. Just sitting there, man. Absolutely.
How much, great. Mr. Rooney paid you to say that?
No, I'm so happy for you.
Oh, man. Good. Thank you so much.
You're looking great, man.
Thank you.
And so, what an honor. What an honor.
Yes, sir, man. I told Bob Papiano today, he had an interview with him today, and I told him, I said, man, this is my Super Bowl, man. Awesome.
You know,
I got a bunch of my home people from Louisiana, California, Texas, Florida. I mean,
all right.
You know,
first
what more
thing,
could you ask for?
Let me ask this: the first thing that you showed up on when as a rookie was a tremendous ability to return punts, and it was like you'd take a snapshot, then you'd track the ball, snapshot, track the ball, and you just had this uncanny ability to meld the two together. Where did that come from?
Well, Bob didn't know that. And I told Bob, I said, man, I said, I was a better baseball player than I was a football player.
Wow,
baseball
you must have been some kind of
love.
Baseball player.
I almost got drafted out of high school.
Really?
The only reason why I didn't get drafted out of high school is because my dad was a seventh grade dropout, and he went to the service after that. And he said that I was going to school.
Okay,
I went to two tryout camps. I went to a Philadelphia Phillies camp and a Cincinnati Reds camp. My dad showed up. He come to you. He said, Mr. Wolfley, he said, how you doing today? He said, I'm Lewis Lips Sr. This is my son, Lewis Jr. He said, all I want to do is let you know that the only reason why he is here is because you invited him.
And then
he walked off.
Put the onus there, did
that's
he not?
Right. That's right.
Wow, that's something.
Yep. And so, and I played center field. So
there you go.
You got to watch the runners. You know, they steal a base on you if you're playing around with the fly ball. And that's always
happening. You know who else played center field? Randall L. Antoine Randall L., who was another noted punt returner.
Yeah. He was a heck of a basketball player, too.
Troy Polamalu
well,
played
go
center field as well.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was.
Well, I can tell you who didn't.
He was
that
all
was
state.
Me.
Center bench or
I pretty much rode the bench.
Yeah, but that's why I got that.
Okay, now it's all making sense.
I always would see,
right?
You know, I could see who come in, how close, how far, and then that would determine if I'm a.
Now the other thing that I remember was you practically invented the back shoulder throw. I mean, I don't know how that came about. I don't know what, but I mean. The back shoulder throw was something that, I don't know, you just kept doing.
Yeah, I made a few of them. Well, that came
was
from,
it intended?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, Tunch always joked about the title of his book was going to be Too Late for the Super Bowls, Too Early for Free Agency. Lewis's book would be Too Late for Bradshaw, Too Early for Roethlisberger.
Oh, that's tremendous. That is tremendous.
Right, Lou?
Yeah. Hey, man, look.
I might as well.
I wish I could have, but hey, you know. I had to play that hand. That's what they gave me. You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
But
you only had Bubby for a year.
You and John Stallworth had some really big years together.
Absolutely. And to piggyback off of what he had said about, the back shoulder throw, that was all about alignment on the field from the call in the huddle. You always give yourself enough room to do what you got to do in case you get a coverage that you wasn't expected to get.
Okay.
So you get you enough room to fight him off or get far enough downfield where you can read, over, under, or in and out. Coverage, and you get you enough room to where you can maneuver yourself to get open just in case he comes your way. And I got that from not only Stallworth, but Donnie Shell.
Because we
used to watch practice after practice. Like we'd watch it as a group.
Right.
And then Stahl would go grab the reel from Mac, and then we go in another one of them little coaches' rooms, and like Calvin or me and Benny and Donnie, we'd go in there and we start to critique each other. And Donnie said, "Yeah, CC, well, you 3 yards inside the numbers. You run the same route a couple of times. I already know what you're going to run."
Oh, no,
so he said, "Next time, flying 3 yards outside the numbers and run the same route."
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You see, I'm studying you like you studying me.
Right, right.
And yeah. That's where I got it from.
See, I just thought Donnie just hit you. That's all.
Well, he did. He did do that.
he airmailed me one time, and I'll never forget. I rolled right up to Chuck's feet. I was like, Chuck looked at me and said, "Not very impressive." I was like, in my mind, I'm thinking, "You didn't see that hit?"
Yeah, man. Donnie, boy. Donnie take you out, man.
Oh, you're not kidding.
They ain't call him Torpedo for nothing.
Lou, you got to sit there and go, you know what? If I had been born a decade later, a decade or two later, the proliferation of the passing offense, I mean, you think about it today.
Right.
How much you would have wanted to go hog wild on that stuff?
Oh, my – man, I'd have been probably one of them 25, 30, $35 million players.
Ow. Oh, that hurts.
But at the same time, I think I came in at the right time because I came right in and I started playing right away.
Right.
I didn't have to wait a year or 2 years to develop. I was right there. Right in there.
Yep.
You know, so I couldn't ask for no more than that.
Absolutely.
You know, because you come into the league and the first thing you want to do, other than collect paycheck, you won't play.
Yes. Yeah. And it was so big.
Yeah.
You know, back then it wasn't about, there was no waiting. You wanted to. That's jump right. in like and get and go.
Like you say, it's ginormous.
Yeah. See, I've increased your vocabulary. There you go.
Well, the impact that you made on those teams in the 80s, as you mentioned, was immediate. At what point did you start to see – I mean, you get Stallworth on the other side of you.
Absolutely.
At what point did teams start to say, okay, we got to watch this kid. He's the guy here too.
Well, I don't know how to answer that one, but all I know is that guy that wore number 82 on the other side had a lot to do with what I was doing on the opposite side, because I watch him in practice,
right,
and he was just so effortless and smooth and savvy. And I'm like, that's how I want to be. But I never got to that level, but I did it in my own way and was able to make plays because of watching him.
You did it fabulously, yeah. Louie. But I will say this. You didn't have the sense of humor like Stalls. Because I remember one day we're in practice. Now, remember, we're always in pads, as you remember, right? And when one of the guys went down, you naturally absorbed his reps. Yep. So I had one of those practices where I never got out. I got all the defensive reps, all the offensive reps, right? Uh-huh. And I remember it's one of those hot days in September, and it's, you know, at Three Rivers Stadium, we're on the artificial turf. And you're out there for a couple hours, and I'm like, all I've done is just swig Gatorade when I could get it and then run another play, right? And Stalls comes up to me, he puts it on and goes, "Woofley, You know, because he had kind of a high voice. What's the matter? You don't look like you're having fun. And I'm going, no, I'm not having any fun whatsoever.
That was him, man. And I'm telling you, man, these guys made it so enjoyable and so wanting to be a part and be successful at the same time doing it, because here you got you're with some guys who, hey, I'm trying to get your job, and you're helping me to learn the system.
Right.
Who does that?
Right.
I'm going to tell you all the wrong things to do, not the right things to
but
do.
That was the culture of that locker room.
Exactly.
And that Pay does happen in some other places.
Exactly. Right.
Exactly right. So. Well, thank you, Louie. We appreciate you. Congratulations, brother.
Yes, sir, man.
I'm so thrilled for you.
Thank you.
Hall of Honor looks good on you.
Oh, man. This is huge, man. It's huge for me.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for sitting in.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys.
The great Louie Lips, a member of the 2021 Hall of Honor class. We're now joined by a member of the 2022 Hall of Honor class. That would be tight end Heath Miller. Wait, I don't hear it.
I almost missed my cue. How you doing, brother?
Doing
it's so good to see you.
I'm doing well. Good to see you guys.
Well, I'm sitting there going, you know, the whole thing about it, every time I see you and we have one of these extravaganzas where you're being lauded for the great play, which you so deserve, but your wife was the true athlete in that family. You know, I think about that, right?
Yeah, well, that's – I conceded that a long time ago. So now the world knows it, I guess.
There you go. We put it out there.
There's no going back.
Because your wife was on the national soccer team, correct?
She was a soccer player growing up.
Exactly so.
All the accolades, All-American, all this stuff coming out of high school. So, you know, whenever the kids do something well on an athletic field, she goes, that was me. Something bad, it must be from you. No, it's all in good fun, and she's great.
Well, you know, it's awesome. You think about it, you know, to be a tight end in this era was good, you know, because you got to see the ball more. You think about some of the guys that preceded you, like Larry Brown. You know, he was a tight end. He saw maybe three passes all year long before he moved to tackle. It was no sacrifice to move to tackle. You know, there were so many other guys. Benny Cunningham, who would have been, I think, would have been a superstar in this day and age, because he was 6'5", 280, and he could block and he could run and catch and everything. But we never threw the ball to him. So, you know, it's a good era for you to have come along in.
It was a great era. And, you know, tight ends were just becoming more, I think, a bigger part of offenses in the passing game as I came into the league. And I remember my rookie year, a lot of people said, well, you know, they don't throw the ball to tight ends. And then I'm like, well, everybody keeps telling me that. But fortunately, I had a pretty good quarterback that I got to play my career with, and it worked out pretty good.
I would say, yeah, he was pretty good. Let's see, what was his number? Was that 7? It's pretty easy to remember.
That's right.
Well, we also got Coach Daniels here, James Daniels.
James tight Daniels ends coach. Joining us here, yeah.
What a joy. And I see we are our fellow brethren of the same haircut. It's a good thing to have. It's, as I always say, it's hard to be humble with haircuts this good, right? Exactly so. Got him up. There we go.
Okay.
Coach, there we go. How about the proliferation of the tight end in today's football? I mean, it's different, I know, than when you started out. And now to see how it's just grown and some of the great athletes that have been playing the tight end position.
It has. It really has grown. But I guess I'm a little bit old school. I have an appreciation for guys that are, you know, they talk about in basketball in terms of the dual threat tight ends. And the honor for me was coaching a guy that could be just as effective in the running game as he was in the passing game. And that's what we had in Heath. And they got a lot of tight ends now that are really prolific. But whenever they get ready for the second part of the game where they're running guys, you see them running guys on the field for those guys. And I think it's special when you can get your tight end that can be out there for all three downs, the run, and he can be effective in the run game and the pass game, because that gives you a different dimension.
Exactly so. We know one of the magnificent things that I remember, I got to find out the truth of this, okay? I believe that was Super Bowl 43 when Ben ducked a couple of guys and came up, or was it 40? I can't remember. I got ramnesia, man. I can't. All these come. Hey, don't laugh at me, Heath. I'm the face of your future, baby. It gets rough when you pass 60.
You
got to
write that diagnosis down. So I remember what it's called.
Hey, it's really helpful when you forget to bring something home that your wife told you to. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Good excuse. I'll exactly. keep it in my back pocket.
Yes, there you go. But I'll never forget, because Ben ducked a couple guys, and he came up, and he turned and threw, and it looked like he threw to you without even looking. You were at the first down marker. And I asked B.A. afterwards, I go, did he just throw it there, or was this how could it be prearranged? But it was prearranged, right? That's what he did when the scramble drill started, right?
Yeah, well, he and I were just, I think, naturally on the same page so many times. I've talked about this a couple times with Ben, actually, the other day, and you know, we never really spent any extra time, any meeting or after practice, but we just saw the game through the same lens, and I think he had a little bit of backyard football to him, and so did I. We both grew up playing a lot of different sports as kids, so my job was easy. I just had to get open, and he would find me, so no matter where I was on the field. So.
Well, you got open 592 times, which is 11th most all-time among tight ends in NFL history. People say the Steelers didn't throw the football to the tight end. They threw it to you.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was nice to play with a great quarterback and be surrounded by great teammates and great coaches like Coach JD, who put us in position to win games. And, you know, to hear stuff like that, it's pretty humbling to think about it.
You know, JD, tell me a little bit about this guy. Tell me what you saw in him.
What I was just fixing to tell you was, you was talking about the connection between he and Ben. What a lot of people don't realize, that comes from a quarterback mentality, because he was a quarterback in high school that went to Virginia and signed with Virginia as a quarterback.
I didn't know you were one of those fancy guys.
Yeah.
I thought you were just hard-hitting tight end
the
whole time.
That's a compliment, though. I had to shake that preconception about it being a quarterback.
Exactly. That's tremendous. You know, here's the other thing that amazed me, too. You know, for all the years that I was fortunate, I interviewed you a few times and everything, I could get maybe six words out of them. And Bob, you had to have the same thing, Dale. But you know what? You come back and you were at Mel Blount's, the roast that they did there. And he got up there. I thought, you talk about a chatty Cathy. I mean, it was amazing. I'd never seen anybody such a turnaround. You're up in front of everybody and you're bringing the house down.
Well, I've been saving up all my words. No, you know, in college, my college coach was just very, like, disciplined about, this is how we're going to speak to the media, you know, and we're not going to give anything away. And I also realized, you know, the less I said, the less interviews I had to do as well. So kind of worked on both ends for me.
Okay. Teresa's giving me some hand signals, and unfortunately I'm unable to decipher them. So, okay, we got to wrap it up because they want to move you guys into there. Okay.
Gotcha. Well,
the men of honor tonight.
There you go.
Yeah, we will let you go. We're going to take a break here real quick before we do that. We just had Heath Miller and James Daniels on here. We appreciate them stopping by. I'm Dale Lally here with Craig Wolfley and Bob Labriola. We are live from the Steelers Hall of Honor induction dinner here at Acrisure Stadium. We'll be back with more here on ESPN 970 and Steelers Nation Radio right after this.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.